开路加福音。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42.
请翻到路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verse 38.
路加福音第十章三十八节。
Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人事后，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we do thank you for drawing us near to you.
天父，我们感谢你，你吸引我们靠近你。
May this morning that you grant us a perspective of you, just as that you have given to Mary.
主，愿意你今天早上给我们有一个新的看见，就好像你那日给玛利亚一样。
So that you will transform the way we look at service today.
让我们今天早上对服事有一个更新的看见。
How much we want to be near and nearer to you.
我们何等盼望愿意靠近靠近你。
And give us that desire and longing as we fellowshipping with one another.
当我们在这里彼此交通的时候，求你把这样的心愿渴慕赐给我们。
So many times we're distracted by many things, just like Martha.
许多的时候，我们如马大一样，被许多的事心里烦扰。
This morning, we pray that you will remove all distractions from our life.
今天早上，我们愿意求你，把我们生活中一切的烦扰我们的事都除去。
And create that singleness in our spirit.
在我们的心灵里创造一个单一的心。
So that we can abide in your presence.
让我们能够停留，住在你的同在之中。
We know how much mercy we need, to speak your words.
我们知道我们何等需要你的怜悯，当说你的话的时候。
And we also need that we even need mercy to hear your words.
我们也需要你的怜悯来听你的话。
And we need encouragement and strength to respond to your word.
我们也需要你给我们力量，能够来反映你的话语。
And we come to you and ask the Lord to grant us that mercy this morning.
我们来到你面前，求你向我们施恩。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
And brother and sister, and this morning again, we come to this very familiar passage.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我们再一次来到一个非常熟悉的经节。
And if you grew up in a Sunday school, you may heard this very very long time ago.
若是你在主日学长大的话，我想你在很小的时候就听见这个故事。
But this morning we want to look at this passage again and ask the Lord to renew our mind.Concerning service.
今天早上，当我们看这段经节的时候，我们愿意求主
The burden in my heart in recent months has been on this matter of service.
在这几个月里面，我心里面的负担就是关乎到服事这件事。
Because oftentimes, we have our perception of what is a Christian service.
许多的时候，在我们有自己对基督徒服事的一个看法。
And we often associate service with something we do outwardly.
我们常常想到我们所服事的乃是外面的。
We associate service with those activities that we can see from our eyes. And for example, if I'm, you know, fellowshipping now, I'm serving the Lord. And many other saints this morning, service this morning.Then we associate those things that we can see from our eyes as service. But reality is actually very far away from that. You know, 2 times ago, we shared about this story of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
在两次之前，我们交通到5饼2鱼的故事。
From that story, we learned that service is consecration.
从那个故事，我们看见侍奉乃是一个奉献。
No, the little boy didn't do very much.
那个小男孩没有做许多的事。
All he had done is consecrate all he had to the Lord.
他那天所做的就是把他所有的完全奉献给神。
And that is service.
那就是服事。
And the rest was done by our Lord himself and his disciples.
剩下的就是我们主自己亲自做的和他的门徒所做的。
And that is the reality of all of our service.
这乃是我们一切服事的一个实际。
Now, our service is nothing more by consecrate our what we had to the Lord.
我们的服事乃是把我们自己所有的奉献给神。
All the spiritual work is actually done by the Lord himself.
所有属灵的工作乃是主自己亲自来做的。
If we have this understanding of what a Christian service really is,
若是我们在对于这个基督徒服事有这样子的认识的话，
then we will approach our service in a very different way.
那我们进入到我们看对服事的看法就会非常不一样
的。We will not be so concerned about the result of our service.
我们就不会那么注意到这个服事的果效。
Because what we, our responsibility is consecration.
因为我们所当尽的责任就是奉献。
And the result of our service depends on the Lord.
我们工作的果效乃是靠神。
And last month, then we shared from the story of Jesus washing disciples' feet.
那上个月我们就交通到主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
Then we found there was a pattern and role model for service.
在那边我们就看到那里有一个模式关乎到服事。
And this pattern and this role model is a bond servant.
那这个模式跟这个榜样就是一个奴仆。
And our Lord Jesus is the King of Jews.
我们的主乃是犹太人的王。
And he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
他乃是犹大支派的狮子。
He has the glory, he has the riches, power.
他有权柄、丰富、智慧、
能力。He has might.Honor and glory and blessings.
还有尊贵、荣耀和颂赞。
But for this king to serve us,
但是让这一位君王来服侍我们。
He had to cast aside all that he had.
他必须要撇弃他一切所有的。
He had to remove his glory.
他必须要脱下他的荣耀。
He has emptied his riches.
他必须要倾倒他的丰富。
Set aside his might and honor and glory.
他必须要把他的能力、尊贵跟荣耀都放在一边。
And took the form of a bond servant.
他必须要穿上奴仆的形象。
To wash disciples' feet.
来洗门徒的脚。
Unless we serve the Lord according to this pattern,
除非我们是照着这个样式来服侍神。
We cannot serve Him to the end.
我们没有办法服侍到他，服侍他到底。
And this morning, we want to turn to this passage again.
今天早上，我们愿意回到来到这一段圣经。
And we want to learn from this story, what can we learn about service?
我们愿意从这个故事来看见我们如何我们怎样学习有关乎服侍的事。
Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him on into her home.
耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大。接他到自己家里。
Martha had a sister called Mary who was sitting at the Lord's feet listening to his word.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
What was the real purpose for Jesus entering this home?
主耶稣进到这个家的真实的目的是什么呢？
Was Jesus looking for a very good meal?
主耶稣是不是要寻找一个非常可口的晚餐呢？
Or was Jesus looking for a place to stay overnight?
还是主耶稣寻找一个可以留宿一夜的地方呢？
We don't know what Jesus was speaking to Mary.
我们不知道主耶稣对玛利亚所说的是什么。
But I believe the Lord want all of us to know the one thing that is necessary.
但是我相信主耶稣要我们知道的一件事情就是那不可少的只有一件。
Throughout the Bible, we have discovered those who were true servants of the Lord, they all had that one thing.
我们在圣经里面，我们看见那神的真实的仆人们都是有一件事。
You know that David had one thing in his heart.
你知道这大卫在他心里面有一件事。
He said, I have One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall ask, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple.
大卫说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世坐在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问他。
So you see that David had that one thing in his heart.
你看见大卫在他的心中有一件事。
And Apostle Paul also had a one thing in his heart.
在保罗他也在他的心中也有一件事。
And he said, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
保罗说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
And in Apostle Paul's heart, there was also one thing.
在使徒保罗的心中也是有一件事。
And also in this passage in Luke, that Mary was concerned about one thing.
在路加福音这段圣经里面，我们也看见玛利亚，她也只注意一件事。
That is sitting at his feet and listening to his word.
就是坐在耶稣的脚前听他的道。
And on the contrary, Martha had many things in her mind.
相对的，在马大的心中有许多的事情。
And even to the extent Martha was distracted by all the things in her mind.
直到一个地步，马大因为事后的事多，心里就忙乱。
You know, Martha, in Martha's heart, Martha loved the Lord Jesus just as much as Mary.
在马大的心中，马大也是像玛利亚一样那么爱主耶稣。
But the issue is that there was no evidence that Jesus want Martha to prepare the way she prepared.
但是有一个事情我们看见就是在圣经里面没有给我们任何的看见说主耶稣要马大来侍候他是这样子的时候。
It was Martha, all of his own will and decide that she need to prepare in a way that will satisfy our Lord Jesus.
马大乃是照他自己的意思，他的想法，他要这样子来服侍他的主。
But quickly, what Martha had planned to do exceeded her own capacity.
但是很快的，马大想心里想要所心里想所所所想要做的事情，很快的就超过他的能力。
Then he came to our Lord Jesus.
那他就来到主耶稣面前。
Said, Lord, do you not care?That my sister had left me to do all the serving alone.
他说：“主啊，你不在意吗？我的妹子留下我一个人侍候。”
Brothers and sisters, do you see the differences between Mary's and Martha's service?
弟兄姐妹们，我你在这边有没有看见到马大和玛利亚服侍的不同呢？
Mary was serving. Martha was serving.
玛利亚在那里服侍。马大也在那里服侍。
Mary was very focused, and Martha was very distracted.
玛利亚她是非常的专心，马大乃是被许多的事情烦扰。
Mary was resting in the presence of the Lord.
玛利亚乃是在主耶稣的面前安息。
Martha was busy on her own work.
玛利亚马大在那边为着他自己所要做的事情忙乱。
So this.These two sisters paint an excellent picture of two kinds of service.
这两位姐妹就为我们画了一幅两个不同服饰的图画。
Now this was the same that was pictured in the book of Ezekiel.
这也是在以西结书里面让我们所看见的一幅图画。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 44, and the prophet paint a picture of two.Services.
在以西结书第四十四章里面，这先知也为我们画了一幅图画。
And in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet said that now you want to set aside the sons of Zadok.
在那边他就说你要把祭司人撒都的子孙分别出来。
And only the sons of Zadok can serve in the inner courts.
只有撒都的子孙能够在圣所里来服侍。
And the rest of the priests, the rest of the Levites can only serve in the outer court.
剩下的利未人只能够在外院来服侍。
So in the outer court, you serve the, all the sacrifices and offerings.
在外院你有许多的祭祀献祭的服侍。
But only the sons of Zadok can serve in the inner court, in the holy place.
只有撒都的子孙能够在圣所里面来服侍。
When you serve in the outer court, you serve in a way that is visible to everybody.
当你在外院服侍的时候，你的服侍是众人所可以看见的。
Everyone can see your service.
每一个人都能够看见你的服侍。
But when you serve in the holy place,
但是当你在圣所里服侍的时候
your service is invisible.
你的服侍乃是隐藏的。
And no one else can see your service.
没有人能够看见你的服侍。
So that's two kinds of service.
所以这是有两种不同的服侍。
And oftentimes we use this phrase to describe them.
许多时候我们这样子来形容他们。
The service in the outer court is serving the sanctuary.
我们说到在外院的服侍乃是在一个在圣所里的服侍
侍奉殿
and
serving in the inner court is serving the Lord himself
在圣所里面的服侍乃是来服侍主自己
so we have to realize there are two services
所以我们必须要看见是有两种不同的服侍
serving the sanctuaryVersus serving the Lord.
服侍殿还是服侍主
No, it's actually very important to see the differences.
能够看见这个不同是非常重要的
Most of us realize we understand what does it mean by serving the sanctuary.
我们大部分的人都能够明白服侍殿的是什么意思
But the Lord is more concerned about serving the Lord Himself.
但是主却所关心、所关注的乃是服侍主自己。
You know, it's like Mary.
就好像玛利亚一样。
In this story, nobody thought Mary was serving the Lord.
在这个故事里面，没有一个人看见玛利亚是在那里服侍主。
Isn't that true? When you read the story, you will think that Martha was serving, but very few people will realize that Mary was serving.
这是否是真实的呢？当你在读这段故事的时候，常常我们看见马大好像是在服侍主，玛利亚却没有服侍。
Even if you actually see her sitting at his feet, you do not see that she is serving.
就是你看见她坐在主的脚前，你也不觉得她是在服侍主。
Because this is invisible.
因为这是隐藏的。
Even when you see it, you still cannot recognize that.
就是你看见，你能仍然没有办法看得明白。
But it's very important to recognize for all of us that Mary was serving the Lord.
但是我们必须要看见玛利亚是在那边服侍主，这是非常重要的。
And her service is necessary.
那她的服侍乃是必须的。
It's the one thing that was necessary.
她的服侍乃是那不可缺少的那件事。
So therefore, we have to kind of pay attention to what the Lord is saying here.
因此，我们必须要注意主在这边说的是什么。
There is a common misinterpretation of this passage.
在我们通常对这段圣经有一个错误的解释。
And that incorrect interpretation is like this.
那错误的解释乃是这样子。
That we should not serve like Martha.
那我们不应该像马大那样子服侍。
And we should serve like Mary.
我们应该像玛利亚一样的服侍。
So we should not do anything.
所以我们不应该做任何的事。
That can be seen by others.
所以我们不应当做那些能够被众人所看见的事。
And we should only quietly draw near to the Lord in a secret place and never involve ourselves in our service in the body of Christ.
我们应当只是在暗中的来亲近主，我们不应当参与任何在基督身体里面的看得见的服事。
And those who take this position often criticize others.
那许多有这样子看法的人，他们就批评那些其他的人。
Because you're Martha.
他就说你是马大。
I'm Mary.
我是玛利亚。
Even I'm not doing anything.
虽然我不做任何的事。
I'm better than you.
但是我比你更好。
Because I am Mary, you're Martha.
因为我是玛利亚，你是马大。
This is not the right interpretation of this passage.
这个不是这段经节的正确的解释。
The real correct interpretation of this passage should be like this.
正确的解释应当是这样子。
The visible service must be supported by your invisible services.
那看得见的服事必须有隐藏的服事来支持。
Serving the Lord is the foundation of your serving the sanctuary.
我们先服事，我们服事主是我们服事殿的一个根基。
The strength of our visible services came from our serving the Lord.
我们那些看得见的服事的力量乃是从服事主来的。
And serving the Lord himself is the one thing that is necessary for all of us.
服事主自己乃是那一件不可缺少的一件事。
In other words, we cannot serve the sanctuary alone.
因此换句话说，我们没有办法只是单单的来服侍殿。
We must serve the Lord as well.
我们必须要服侍主。
Brother and sister, are we serving the Lord as we serving the sanctuary?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在服侍殿的时候，我们是否是服侍主呢？
Do we have that one thing that is necessary?
我们是否有那个不可缺少的一件事呢？
Are we like Martha?
或者我们是像马大一样
，so often distracted by many things，
许多的时候被许多的事情思虑烦扰。
Due to her distractions, Martha had a complaint with regard to Mary.
因为她思虑烦扰，所以她就向着她对玛利亚有抱怨。
If we neglect serving the Lord Himself, sooner or later we will have a complaint. As we serve the sanctuary.
若是我们忽略服侍主的话，我们很快的，我们在服侍殿的事上，我们就会有抱怨。
On the other hand, if you serve the Lord Himself,
若但是你若是服侍主的话呢
？Then you will never be distracted.
你就永远不会因着事情忙乱。
Remember, Paul have said say such word in Galatians.
你记得保罗在加拉太书这么说。
Paul said, "From now on, let no one cause trouble for me."
他说，从今以后，人都不要搅扰我。
No one can cause trouble for Paul.
没有一个人能够搅扰保罗。
Paul was not distracted by anything, by any other person.
保罗不会因着这一切的事情或者任何的人来受到搅扰。
Because Paul had the focus.
因为保罗有一个心智。
Paul served the Lord himself.
保罗是服侍主自己。
Although there are many things that he was doing.
虽然他那个时候做许多其他的事情。
But nothing can distract Apostle Paul.
但是没有一件事情能够让使徒保罗受到搅扰。
Paul said, "In Rome, I serve in spirit."
在罗马书，保罗说我是用心灵。来侍奉神。
Serving the Lord is serving in spirit.
服侍主乃是在心里里来服侍，心灵里服侍他。
It is invisible, it is necessary.
虽然是隐藏的，但是却是必须的。
Brother and sister, are you troubled by anyone?
弟兄姐妹，你是否被一些的人所搅扰呢？
Oftentimes, we are troubled by someone else.
许多的时候，我们会因着一个人受搅扰。
Maybe we are troubled by our spouse.
也许是我们的配偶。
Or we are troubled by our child.
或者是我们的孩子。
Or we are troubled by our parents.
或者是我们的父母。
Or we are troubled by a sister or a brother.
或者是一位姐妹，或者是一位弟兄。
When we are troubled in that way.
当我们这样子被受到搅扰的时候
，It's evidence that we are lacking in serving the Lord Himself.
那就可以证明说我们缺乏在主面前的服事。
If we serve the Lord Himself, we will not be troubled by anything and anyone.
若是我们服事主自己的话，我们就不会受到任何人事物的搅扰。
When we serve the sanctuary without serving the Lord Himself, we will reach our limitation sooner or later.
但若是在我们服侍殿的时候，我们没有先来服侍主，我们很快，迟早我们就会碰到我们的限度。
It was very clear that day, Martha.Reach her limitations.
非常清楚的，我们就看见在那一天，马大就到了他的极限。
Exhaust all her own strengths and wisdoms.
他就荒废了，用尽了他一切的心思力量。
She started complaining.
他就开始抱怨。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't serve the Lord Himself, and we also will reach our limitations and start complaining.
弟兄姐妹们，我们若是不服侍主的话，我们很快的就会遇到我们的极限，我们就会开始抱怨。
And Jesus said to Martha,
主耶稣就对马大说
，Martha, Martha, you are bothered and worried about so many things, but only one thing is necessary.
马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。
You see a double calling here.
你在这边看到一个双重的呼召
，Martha and Martha。
主耶稣说：“马大，马大。”
This only happens 7 times in the entire Bible.
在整本圣经里面，这样子的情形只有发生七次。
All the books in the Bible, you only find 7 times of double callings.
在整本圣经里面。你只看到有七次有这样子双重的呼召。
So every time our Lord Jesus double calls someone, there is something that very important.
每一次当我们的主耶稣是这样子双重的来呼召一个人的话，那一件事情就是非常重要的。
Do you remember when the Lord said, Moses, Moses?
你记得神对摩西说，摩西，摩西。
The Lord...Reveal himself in a burning bush and call Moses twice.
那一天神自己在焚烧的荆棘里把他自己向摩西显现。
That was the turning point of Moses' life.
那就是摩西生命中的一个转捩点。
Remember, the Lord Jesus called Apostle Paul said, Saul, Saul.
你记得主也呼召使徒保罗扫罗扫罗。
Why are you persecuting me?
你为什么逼迫我？
That was the turning point for Apostle Paul's life.
那也是在使徒保罗生命中的一个转捩点。
So those are very, very important, a point of their life.
这些都是在那些发生在那些人身上非常重要的时刻。
Therefore, we need to pay attention to this word, Martha, Martha.
因此，我们必须要注意这个马大，马大。
You're bothered by so many things, but only one thing is necessary.
你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。
On her own, Martha could no longer serve.
靠着他自己，马大没有办法再服侍。
She came to the Lord for help.
他来到主面前寻找帮助。
Martha was looking for Mary to help.
马大要玛利亚来帮忙他。
But the Lord wanted her to see the real help could only come from the one thing.
但是主耶稣要让马大看见，那真实的帮助只是。来自于那个不可少的那一件事。
The one thing that is necessary is to serve the Lord.
那不可少的只有一件事，就是服侍主。
The one thing on that day was sitting at his feet and listening to his word.
那一天，那件不可少的事情，就是坐在主的脚前听他的道。
So what does this mean to us today?
那这对我们今天有什么意思呢？意义呢
？What does it mean to us sitting at His feet？
坐在主的脚前，对我们今天有什么意义呢
？And listen to His word，
听他的道。
How do we apply this in our daily life？
我们如何把这个应用在我们每天的生活里呢
？How do we serve the Lord Himself？
我们怎样来服侍主自己呢？
So from this little story, we can learn a few things about serving the Lord Himself.
从这个短短的故事，我们可以来学几件事情，关乎到服侍主的自己。
Number one, you sit at His feet.
第一个就是坐在主的脚前。
Number two, you listen to His word.
第二个，听他的道。
Number three, you choose the good part.
第三个，就选择那上好的福分。
So that's Share and meditate about this a few steps.
让我们就在这三件事情上有点交通跟思考。
Let's consider together sit at his feet.
让我们一同先来思想坐在主的脚前。
Now when you sit at someone's feet, you're very close to this person.
当你坐在一个人脚前的话，你就很靠近这个人。
I think many of us Don't sit at someone's feet now.
我想我们在座大概今天都不再坐在一个人的脚前了。
But we should remember.
但是我们必须要记住。
When we were a baby or we were a toddler, how often we sat at our parents' feet.
当我们还是一个婴儿或者是一个小孩童的时候，多少的时候我们就坐在我们父母的脚前。
And how close we have been with our parents.
那我们与我们的父母是如何的亲近
？When we can sit at their feet.
当我们坐在他们的脚前。
It's a picture of a close, intimate relationship.
这乃是一个非常亲密的一个关系的一幅图画。
In the Bible, sit at his feet have a special spiritual meaning.
在圣经里面坐在他脚前有一个特别属灵的意义。
It means worshiping the Lord.
这乃是就是说到敬拜主自己。
Therefore, if you remember, we have an English song that worship at his footstool.
有一首英文的短诗就是 在主的脚前敬拜。
You know, the songwriter didn't make this up. It's in the Bible.
写诗的人并不是自己想出来的，
it's
就是在圣经里面。
It's in Psalm 99.
那这乃是在诗篇第99篇。
And the psalm writer said, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool."
诗人就说，你们当尊崇耶和华我们的神，在他的脚凳前下拜。
I think most of us worship the Lord. You know, often.
我们在座的每一个人都常常敬拜主。
But do you realize that worshiping the Lord require a very intimate relationship with the Lord?
但是你有没有想过，敬拜主，我们是必须与他有一个非常亲密的关系。
The psalm didn't say worship him in the outer court.
诗人没有说我们在外院来敬拜他。
He said, "Worship him at his footstool."
他乃是说在他的脚凳前下拜。
What is his footstool?
那他的脚凳是什么呢？
This is a very good Bible quiz. I don't know. Do you know what is a Lord's footstool?
这是一个很好的圣经测验。你知不知道什么是神的脚凳呢？
Bible told us the footstool of the Lord is the ark of God.
圣经告诉我们说，他的脚凳乃是约柜。
It is in First Chronicle.
这是在历代志上。
The ark of God is the footstool of our Lord.
这耶和华的约柜就是我们神的脚凳。
Worship at His footstool means we worship before the ark.
我们在他的脚凳前敬拜，就表示说我们是在约柜前服侍。
We worship before His presence.
我们乃是在他的同在之中服侍。
Therefore, having that close, intimate relationship is the requirement of worship.
因此，与他有亲密的关系，乃是这个敬拜的一个必备条件。
Brothers and sisters, we worship the Lord. Do we know that we have to worship at His footstool?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们敬拜神的时候，我们知不知道我们当在他的脚凳前下拜？
In other words, we need to worship at His feet.
那换句话说，就是我们必须在他的脚前来敬拜他。
Now, Lord has His throne in the heaven.
我们的神在他的宝座在天上。
But His footstool is in the holy of holies.
但是他的脚凳乃是在至圣所。
So when our Lord sat in the throne, His feet would touch the ground.
当他坐在我们的神坐在宝座上的时候，他的脚就摸到地。
Therefore, that when the psalm writer said worship at his footstool, he meant worship in the holy of holies.
当那个诗人说我们在他的脚凳前下拜的时候，乃是说我们在至圣所里面来服侍他。
And every Jew knew about this.
每一个犹太人都明白这件事情。
Every Jew would know what worship at his footstool meant.
每一个犹太人都知道在他的脚凳前下拜是什么意思。
Every Jew know where the footstool is located.
每一个犹太人他们都知道这个脚凳是在哪里。
But none of them has opportunity to actually worship at his footstool.
但是他们没有一个人有这个机会能够在他的脚凳前下拜。
Because there was a curtain.
因为在那里有一个布幔。
Separate the holy place from the holy of holies.
把至圣所和圣所分开来。
They sang the song, worship at his footstool.
他们虽然唱这个歌在他的脚凳前下拜。
But except the great high priest, once every year on the Day of Atonement, can enter and worship at his footstool. None of other Jews had any opportunity to do so.
但是只有一年一次，大祭司在赎罪日，他能够进到至圣所，能够在神的脚凳前下拜，其他没有一个犹太人能够有这机会。
So we thank the Lord this.Today, in New Testament, that the curtain was broken.
但是我们何等的感谢主，今天在这个新约的时代，这个帐幕已经裂开。
And every one of us can enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们每一个人都能够进入到至圣所。
We can come to the Ark of Covenants.
我们能够来到约柜的面前。
We can set before His feet.
我们能够坐在他的脚前。
And we can worship at His footstool.
我们能够在他的脚凳前下拜。
This is serving the Lord Himself.
这就是服侍主自己。
When you sit at the footstool, what can you see?
当你坐在主的脚前，你能够看见什么呢
？Of course, you see the feet.
你看见他的脚。
But more than that.
但是比这个更多的。
If you truly sit at his footstool, you ought to be able to see the nail marks on his feet.
当若是你真正的是坐在他的脚凳前的话，你一定会看见他脚上的钉痕。
And that should remind us how costly it was for us to come and sit at his footstool.
这就要来提醒我们，他是付上何等大的代价，叫我们今天能够坐在他的脚凳前下拜。
It was the highest dream for a priest to ever enter into the Holy of Holies.
有许多的祭司能够进到圣所，
是他们最高的一个。一个梦想。
这是祭司们最大的一个梦想，就是他们能够进到至圣所。
But very few had opportunity in their lifetime to sit at his footstool.
但是在他们一生中间却没有很多的人有这个机会能够坐在他的脚凳前。
But today, every one of us have this opportunity to sit at his footstool.
但是今天我们每一个人都有这个机会能够坐在他的脚凳前。
We should thank the Lord every time we come.
我们每一次来到他面前，我们都应当感谢主。
We should appreciate the cost that he has paid.
我们应该感激他为我们所付上的代价。
Unfortunately, many of us were rather sitting in the outer court.
但是非常不幸的，我们许多的人都愿意坐在外院。
And we'd rather killing animals.
我们愿意在那边宰杀牲畜。
Or prepare for the sacrifice.
或者预备祭祀。
I think it's much easier for us to handle the activity in outer court.
好像能够在外院那些的事物比较容易来。
According to our knowledge, we knew we should worship at his footstool.
我们头脑里知道，我们应当在他的脚凳前来敬拜他。
But in practice, we find it easier to do things in the outer court.
但是在实行上，我们觉得在外院做事好像方便一点。
A real servant of the Lord spends as much of his or her time in the inner court than in the outer court.
当一个真正服侍主的人，他在服侍主的面前的时间与他在外院的时间是一样的。
Our Lord Jesus himself is this way.
我们主耶稣自己他就是这样子。
Our Lord Jesus spent as much time in solidarity praying to the Father.
我们的主花了许多的时间单独的在父神面前祷告。
As we serve in the body of Christ.
当我们在基督的身体里服侍的时候，
we must realize the real strength and power will come from serving the Lord himself.
我们要发现，也要知道你真实的力量，乃是真正服侍的力量，乃是来自于服侍主自己。
Therefore, we request and ask, encourage all the brothers who were serving the Lord in the assembly to come together and pray before we serve.
因此我们勉励劝弟兄姐妹们，凡是参与服事的弟兄姐妹们在聚会之前先一起来祷告。
It's not a formality or a form.
这个并不是一个形式。
It is to sit at his feet.
这个乃是坐在他的脚前。
Before we serve in the outer court.
在我们到在外院服侍之前
，Actually, we can practice this in our daily life.
我们在甚至在我们每一天的生活里面，我们也能够有这样子的操练。
Before a big meeting is going to happen,
在一个很大的会议要开之前
，and before a very critical discussion you need to have,
在一个非常重要的讨论之前
before a very critical decision in your life.
在一个你生活中要做的一个非常重大的决定之前。
Come, sit at his feet.
来坐在主的脚前。
And worship the Lord himself.
敬拜主自己。
To seek from him the strength, the wisdom, and power for the decision you need to make.
在寻求他赐下力量智慧和能力来做你要做的事。
Brother and sister, this is very practical. Every one of us can practice this in our life. Sit at his feet.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是我们每一个人都可以操练的。
And secondly, listen to his word.
第二个就是听他的道。
No, if you serve in outer court, your hand is most important.
你在外院服侍的时候，你的双手是最重要的。
You cannot serve in outer court without a pair of good hands.
你在外院服侍的时候，没有一双手的好的手的话，是没有办法服侍的。
But if you serve in the inner court, you sit at his feet. The ears are most important.
但是当你在内院里面服侍的话，你坐在他的脚前，你的耳朵是最重要的。
Every servant of the Lord requires ability to hear his voice.
每一个神的仆人都需要听见他的声音。
That's the way God trained Samuel.
这就是神如何来训练撒母耳。
You all remember the story of Samuel when he was very young.
你们都知道这撒母耳在他很年幼的故事。
What was the first thing that God wanted to train Samuel?
哪一个是第一件事情神来训练撒母耳的呢？
God trained Samuel to hear his own voice.
神就来训练撒母耳来听他的声音。
This is exactly the way that God will train us.
这也是神要训练我们的。
There are two kinds of mistakes we often make.
我们常常犯两个错误。
The first mistake is that we know what the Lord wants us to do,But we don't do it.
第一个错误就是我们知道神要我们做什么，但是我们不做。
And we understand this very well.
我们大家都明白这个事情。
And we do this very often.
我们常常犯这个错误。
So we understand this mistake.
所以我们知道这个错误，我们这个错误。
But there is another mistake we don't even realize.
但是有另外一个错误是我们甚至自己没有感觉到的。
Is we do many things that God has not told us to do.
就是我们常常做的许多事情是神并没有叫我们做的。
And we didn't realize that was a mistake as well.
但是我们没有发现，我们却不认为那是一个错误。
Especially parents.
特别是做父母的。
Today, as a parent, we want the best for our children.
今天我们做父母的，我们都希望把最好的给我们的孩子。
So we plan.Many, many things for our children.
所以我们为我们的孩子有许许多多的计划。
Our children never asked for it.
我们的孩子并没有来问我们要。
The Lord never told us to do that.
这主也没有叫我们这样子做。
But we did it anyway.
但是我们仍然做了。
That's why our life was so distracted now.
这就使我们的生活变成非常的纷扰。
I can see on many, many parents' lives.
我可以看见在许许多多做父母的生活中。
I have a lot of sympathy with all of us being parents.
我实在是同情这做父母的。
Because our lives are so distracted.
因为我们的生活是何等的纷扰。
Probably more distracted than Martha.
或者比甚至超过于马大那个时候。
But have the Lord give us clear instructions to do all those things we are doing right now?
但是主有没有给我们一个清楚的指示，要我们做这些我们现在正在做的这些事呢？
Before we signed up for this, have we sat before the Lord and asked the Lord, shall I sign up for this?
当我们为我们孩子要登记做某一件事情的时候，我们是否有坐在主的脚前问主说，我是否应该替他登记这件事呢？
So just like Martha, we exhausted our strength and wisdom.
就像马大一样，我们就用尽了我们一切的智慧跟力量。
Then when we come to the Lord, and we have a complaint in our heart.
因此，当我们来到主面前，我们就在我们的心里就有一个抱怨。
I did so much, Lord. Why didn't you cause my husband to do a little bit more?
主，我已经做了这么多了，你为什么不叫我的先生做一些事呢
？Or the other way.I did so much. Why the Lord didn't cause my wife to do more?
或者是另外一方面，我已经做这么多，你为什么没有叫我的妻子再多做一点呢
？So we behave exactly like Martha.
我们就像马大一样。
Because we were distracted.
因为我们是心里忙乱。
We exhaust our wisdom and strength and powers.
我们已经用尽了我们自己的智慧、能力和力量。
And we believe the only solution is my spouse.
我们就认为说唯一的解答就是我的配偶。
If my spouse can cooperate with me and to cooperate with many things I have planned in my life, then so much better.
若是我们就想，若是我们的配偶能够与我一同合作，能够来行做完这一切我所计划的事情，那就好了。
This is not the one thing that is necessary.
但是这个不是那个不可少的一件。
Brother and sister, your spouse is not the one thing that is necessary to solve your problem.
弟兄姐妹，你的配偶不是那一个不可少的一件事情来解决你的问题。
Just like Mary was not the solution to Martha's problem.
就像玛利亚不是解决马大问题的答案。
No, that's our common mistake.
但是这却是我们通常所有的一个错误的观念。
We believe that all my problems in the last number of years can be solved only if my spouse cooperate.
我们常常想说，我过去这些年来所有一切的困难，能够解决的话，就是若是我的配偶能够与我一同合作。
So what is the right way?
所以那对的方法是什么呢
？And in Acts.Gave us an excellent example.
在《使徒行传》就给我们一个非常好的一个例子。
In Acts chapter 13, verse 2.
在《使徒行传》第十三章第二节。
While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
他们说他们侍奉主进食的时候圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工
It's not Barnabas' idea to evangelize the whole Asia Minor
并不是巴拿巴他有这个 意愿要来照小亚细亚去传福音
Nor was Apostle Paul
也不是扫罗的意思
They have no idea
他们没有任何的想法。
But they simply sat together before his presence and prayed.
他们就是坐在主的脚前祷告。
And us the brothers praying before the Lord.
当弟兄们在主的面前祷告的时候。
And the Lord told them.
那主就对他们说。
The Lord himself set aside Barnabas and Paul.
主自己说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗。
And that was the beginning of Paul's and Barnabas' ministry.
这就是巴拿巴和保罗他们开始的工作。
So being a parent, we need to sit together before the Lord.
所以做父母的，我们必须要一起坐在主的脚前。
Let the Lord speak to us.
让主来对我们说话。
What should we do?
我们应当如何行
？How should we raise our children?
我应当怎样来教养育我的孩子
？Then when the Lord speaks to us,
当主对我们说话的时候
，Then we follow the Lord's instructions.
那我们就跟随他的引导。
If you doing in this way,
若是你是如此行的话
，Our life will not be distracted.
那我们的生活就不会那么的纷扰。
We will not create so much.Stress between parents and children.
我们就不会在父母跟儿女之间造成许多的压力。
Brother and sister, a lot of stress are created by us.
那许多的这些压力都是我们所创造的。
Martha created stress for herself.
马大自己为她自己创造了这些压力。
And today, parents are doing the same.
今天我们做父母的，我们也是如此。
We create the stress between husband and wife.
我们制造了在夫妻之间的压力。
We create the stress between parents and children.
我们也制造了那些在父母和儿女们之间的压力。
Because we did not serve the Lord Himself.
因为我们并没有服侍主的自己。
We did not sit before the Lord and asking.For instruction,
我们没有坐在他的脚前来寻求他的心意。
For, continue the Bible says, for the work to which I have called them.
做要去做我招他们所做的工。
The work that was done by Paul and Barnabas was called by the Lord.
巴拿巴和保罗所做的工作乃是神所呼召他们做的。
They did not volunteer to do that.
他们并不是自愿来做这件事情。
Abraham did not volunteer to leave his country.
亚伯拉罕没有自愿的离开他的家乡。
Moses did not volunteer himself to be the leader of Israelites.
摩西没有自愿自己成为以色列人的首领。
None of God's true servants volunteer themselves to do spiritual work.
没有一个真实神的仆人是自愿他们自己来做神的工作。
God called them to do so.
是神呼召他们来做工。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many things in our life. Are there anything that you are doing now are called by the Lord?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们生活中许多的事情里面，这些事情是否是神来呼召我们做的呢？
We need to listen to His word.
我们必须要来听他的话。
That's the second thing.
那是第二件事情。
That's the final thing.
最后一件事。
Choose the good part.
选择那上好的福分。
Verse 42. For Mary has chosen the good part.
第四十二节说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
What does this phrase mean?
这句话的意思是什么呢？
If you read the whole story of Mary.
若是你读玛利亚的整个故事的话
，We know that Mary is the only person who was able to anoint the Lord Jesus.
我们知道玛利亚是唯一的一个人，她来膏主。
There are many others who had the same burden and same desire.
有许多其他的人也有同样的意愿，也有同样的负担。
They loved the Lord just as much as Mary.
他们也像玛利亚一样如此的爱主。
They also prepare the anointing oil.
他们也预备了那些香膏。
But by the time they were ready to anoint our Lord Jesus, it was too late.
但是当他们要来膏主的时候，就已经太晚了。
Because they did not know the right time.
因为他们不知道什么是一个对的时候。
But Mary knew.What was the right time?
但是玛利亚却知道那个对的时候。
So he was able to choose the good part.
因此他能够选择拿上好的福分。
She sat before the Lord. She listened to his word. So she knew the time to offer the oil.
他坐在主的脚前，他听主的话，所以他知道什么时候是应当献上他的香膏。
So she was able to seize the opportunity.
他能够抓取那个机会。
Nobody else can seize the opportunity but her.
没有一个人除了他以外，没有任何一个人抓住了那个机会。
Brother and sister, serving the Lord require a good timing.
弟兄姐妹们，服侍主也是有一个好的时间。
If you miss it, you will miss it.
若是你失去了那个机会，就失去了。
You know, our children are with us now.
我们的孩子已经不跟我们住在一起了。
No, they are with us now.
他们现在跟我们在一起。
I'm talking about most of others.
Okay, sorry. Don't worry you. 我们大部分我们的孩子还跟我们住在家里面。
Serving them.Has a timing.
服侍他们也是有时间的。
When time comes, the opportunity gone, and it's gone.
当时间到了，机会过去了，就过去了。
We need to seize the opportunity.
我们必须要抓住机会。
But the problem is, we often do not know the right time.
但是许多的时候，我们的问题乃是我们不知道什么时候是对的
时候。Only if we know the right time.
若是我们能够知道那对的时候就好了。
We often did the things right, but at the wrong time.
我们常常在做对的事情，但是却不在对的时候。
We have something we want to talk to our children, but we can never figure out the right time to mention that topics.
我们很想要跟我们的孩子说一些事情，但是我们却找不到那个对的时间来跟他们说这件事情。
And oftentimes when we do so, we realize it was the wrong time.
但是许多时候，当我们说了，我们就发现是一个错的时间。
As the children, sometimes you need to ask for money. You need to find the right time.
但做儿女的，有时候你想要跟父母要钱，你必须要找到一个对的时候。
There is a time for asking money.
在有一个对的时候，你是可以要钱的。
If you don't find that right time, it won't be a pleasant conversation.
若是不是在那个对的时候的话，那这个交谈就不是那么美好了。
The Bible says everything has its time.
圣经告诉我们，凡事都有时间。
There are so many things in our life we need to have fellowship.
在有许多的事情在我们生活中，我们需要交通的。
But each fellowship requires a right time.
但是每一个交通都需要有一个对的时间。
If you find that right time, it is so beautiful.
若是你找到那个对的时间，就是何等的美丽。
But you don't find the right time, it was so painful.
你若是你没有找到那个对的时间，就是何等的痛苦。
So how do you find the right time?
那你怎么能够知道那对的时间呢？
The Lord knows the right time for everything.
主知道每一件事情的时间。
So you need to sit at His feet.
所以你必须要坐在他的脚前。
Then the Lord will tell you, now is the right time.
主会告诉你说，现在就是那时刻了。
To bring up this issue.
能够提出这件事情。
Now is the time. Maybe I can ask for more allowances.
现在就是这个时刻，也许就是这个时刻，我能够来要求有多一点的零用钱。
Now is the time I can fellowship with this particular brother or sister on the subject.
现在就是一个对的时间，我可以与某一些弟兄姐妹交通到某一些的主题。
We don't know the right time, brother and sister. We just don't know.
弟兄姐妹们，我们真的是不知道什么是对的，什么时候是对的时间。
So much problem in the family, all because we did the right things at the wrong time.
许多我们在家庭里面的问题，就是我们在错的时间做了对的事情。
We don't know how to choose the good part.
我们不知道如何来选择那上好的福分。
And we often choose the wrong part.
我们常常选择的是错误的。
Because we don't sit at His feet.
因为我们不坐在他的脚前。
If we sit at Lord's feet for everything,
若是我们在每一件事情上都坐在主的脚前，
we will find things so much better.
我们就能够发现每一件事情是如此的美好。
Because we can always choose that good part.
因为我们能够总是来选择那上好的福分。
Do you know that there was a rule in the Old Testament? If you serve in the inner court, you can only wear the linen clothes.
弟兄姐妹，你知道在旧约里面有一个条例，就是说你们在内院服侍的时候只能够穿细麻衣。
You cannot wear anything made of wool.
你不可以穿羊毛的衣服。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the Bible said when we serve in the inner court, we're not allowed to sweat.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们在内院服侍的时候，我们是不可以出汗的。
This is such a beautiful thing.
这是一个何等美好的事情。
No, if you choose the good part, you can serve without sweating.
你若是选择那上好的福分，你能够服侍而不出汗。
No, we are the other way. We serve with a lot of sweat.
但是我们却是另外一个样子。我们常常在服侍中出了许多的汗。
We sweat a lot with no result.
我们出了许多汗，但是却没有果效。
But the Lord said, the servers without sweat.
但是耶和华神却说，那些服侍的人要不能够出汗。
But you need to find the right time.
所以你必须要找对的时间。
You know, remember this Philip was walking in the desert.
你记得那个腓力在旷野里行走。
The Holy Spirit said that go catch up with that chariot.
圣灵就叫他去到那个车那里去。
Then he found this Ethiopian eunuch.
那他就看到这个埃提阿伯的太监。
Who was reading Isaiah chapter 53.
他正在读以赛亚书第五十三章。
No, Philip said, "Do you understand that?"
那腓力就问他说，你明白吗？
He said he didn't.
他就说他不明白。
Then Philip explained to Enoch about that chapter 53.
腓力就跟这个太监解释这段圣经。
Then Enoch said, "I want to get baptized."
那这位太监就说，我现在要受浸。
You see, Philip served without sweating.
你看腓力他的服事是不出汗的服事。
Because he sat before his feet.
因为他是坐在他的脚前。
His Holy Spirit told him to talk to eunuch.
是圣灵叫他去跟太监说话。
If you serve the Lord this way, you serve without sweating.
若是你是如此服事的话，你就会有那个不出汗的服事。
If we serve this way in our home, we can serve without sweating.
若是我们在家里是这样子服侍的话，我们就能够有不出汗的服侍。
I know in our home we sweat a lot.
因为在家里面我们常常出汗。
You know, we have to take a few times. We take the bath a few times in a single day.
我们必须要一天要洗几次澡。
Because we never heard the voice of the Lord. We never follow His timing.
因为我们从来不听主的话，我们从来不跟随他的时间。
We always do things according to our own timing.
我们常常做的时间都是照着我们自己的时候。
Therefore, we sweat a lot.
因此我们有出汗。
Any time we serve in the Lord, even for very routine matters.
我们甚至在非常平常的服事里面。
We should learn to sit before his feet. Before his feet, yes.
我们也应该学习坐在主的脚前。
And we always ask the Lord, you know, is the right time to do this?
我们要问主说，现在是不是一个对的时候来这样子做。
Let the Lord come to us.
让主来到我们的中间。
If you quiet enough before the Lord.
若是你在主的面前安静等候。
You know, some of us, when we come to the Lord,Our Lord has no opportunities to speak.
许多我们常常来到主面前，主却没有时间来，没有机会来对我们说话。
Because we have a long laundry list that we want to tell the Lord.
因为我们带着一个非常长的单子来到神的面前。
We have a list for our spouse. We have a list for each of our children.
我们有一个单子是为了我们的配偶，为着我们每一个孩子，我们都有一个单子。
When we exhaust our requests.We're done.
我们说完了这些要求以后，我们就走了。
We have never given our Lord Jesus any opportunity to speak to us.
我们没有给我们的主有机会来对我们说话。
So next time you come before the Lord,
所以下一次你到主的面前的时候
，set aside your list.
把你的单子放在一边。
Come with an empty list.
就不带着任何的单子来到主面前。
To sit.At his feet.
就坐在他的脚前。
Listen to his word.
听他的道。
And to see if you can reduce the stress in your life.
看看你是不是能够把你生活中的压力减少。
Reduce the distractions in your life.
是不是能够把你生活中那些搅扰你的事减少。
Finally, the Lord Jesus said, "We shall not be taken away from her."
最后主耶稣说那个是不可夺去的。
And Mary seized the opportunity.
玛利亚抓住了那个机会。
And he consecrated the anointing oil.
他把那个香膏献给神，献给主耶稣。
He break her jar and anoint the Lord Jesus.
他打破了他的瓶子来膏主耶稣。
At the perfect time.
在一个完美的时间。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus coming on this.
所以我们的主就称赞他。
Mary has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
主耶稣就说， 他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
What a perfect time for a perfect consecration.
这是在一个完美的时刻，有一个完美的奉献。
And no one can ever take away what Mary has done.
没有任何一个人能够把玛利亚所做的夺去。
And Jesus said, Truly I say to you,
因为主耶稣说，我实在地告诉你们，
Wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
主耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Many, many things that we do in our life can be taken away.
在我们生活中，我们做的许多的事情都是能够被夺去的。
Most of the things that we do today will be taken away.
许多我们今天所做的事情都会被夺去。
If you look at what we have done today from an eternity future's perspective, many, many things will be taken away.
若是你用永远的眼光来看我们今天所做的许多的事情的话，他们都是能够被夺去的。
But there was one thing that Mary did.
但是玛利亚做了一件事。
He did it because he knew the timing.
因为他做了是因为他知道那个时刻。
He did it because she sat at his feet.
他这样子做那是因为他坐在主的脚前。
He did it because he was listening to his word.
他这样子做那是因为他听见主的话。
He did it because he knew that was the right time.
他这样子做因为他知道那个是对的时刻。
And nobody can take what he did away from her.
没有任何一个人能够夺去他所做的。
So brothers and sisters, let's consider again together on this matter of service.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在一起思想关乎服事的事。
Let us learn to serve the Lord himself before we serve the sanctuary.
让我们学习到我们必须先服事主再来服事殿。
If we serve our Lord this way,
若是我们如此来服事我们的主，
our service will have eternal value.
我们的服事就有永远的价值。
Shall never be taken away.
是不能夺取的。
Let's learn to practice what this small passage was showing us.
让我们把这一小段圣经所给我们看见的能够付诸于实行。
It will transform the way we serve the Lord.
这就要来改变我们向主的服事。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again to show us this story.
天父，我们感谢你再次把这个故事向我们显明。
It's something that we have familiarity with it.
这是我们所熟悉的故事。
But this morning we pray the Holy Spirit will open the story afresh to all of us.
今天我们盼望但愿圣灵今天早上把这段圣经再更新的向我们敞开。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelations.
给我们有智慧和启示的灵。
So we can approach the service and our life in a different way.
让我们来到我们生活中一切的服事的时候，也是带着不同的心态。
Let's consider the opportunity to sit before your feet.
让我们一同来思想，坐在你脚前的机会。
Make this become the essence of our daily life.
愿这成为我们每一天生活的精华。
May we all learn to be like Mary.
让我们每一个人都像玛利亚一样。
We will take things before your feet.
我们把事情都带到你的脚前。
Then we are a person who have ear that can hear you.
我们也是那有耳可听的人。
So that you can transform the way we approach life and service.
让我们你能够改变我们面对我们的服事和我们的生活。
Father, we are so grateful that we still have opportunity called today.
天父，我们实在感谢你，我们还有今天。
May you convict our heart, so if we have done something wrong, let's confess before you.
求你光照我们的心，若是我们犯的错，求你让我们能够在你面前悔改。
And give us that strength to come before your footstool boldly.
让我们能够坦然无惧的来到你的脚凳之前。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.